The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, different now, are you all in checkerboard time again? Urena's on the air. So come on, good men everywhere, and listen in as we begin the feast of fun and song. To see the different Urena makes them beat it right along.
And I equate that throbbing, disgusting, pus-filled pustule with Big Fatty. But I digress.
Medication.
The full moon and making me sad. I don't know how I got onto the fat thing.
Medication.
I've completely lost how I got there.
Medication.
Can you help me?
Medication.
Medication. Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm here to serve.
Okay, so to alleviate this problem, whatever it caused.
Medication.
Here's what happens, my lovies. I get this...
Medication.
...sense, this feeling of...
Medication.
Oh, there's absolutely nothing to look forward to. And it's just dreadful. And all of the things I was telling, like I said, I was telling Gucci.
Medication.
All of the things that you live with on a daily basis that are troublesome in your life, whatever they are, and we all have troubles that come from various directions.
Medication.
Become at these periods, and usually around the full moon.
Medication.
They become almost too much to think about.
Medication.
Now, they're not changed. They're not any more, you know, money worries aren't any heavier around the full moon than they are when it's not full moon. But
medication.
The feeling of dread about the money worries, or the feeling of dread about the work situation, all of the stuff that you worry about becomes not unbearable,
medication,
but they become
medication
burdensome and sorrowful, and it just kind of sucks the life out of you.
Medication.
And then you add into that, I'm not going to make this a bitch fest, my sweet and most wonderful.
Alan was so appreciative about that, because it's never a bitch fest on this show.
Thank you.
You are ever so. Move forward.
I'm trying to.
Medication.
So, what I was saying was that in addition to this full moon shit, a lot of people have been disappointing me.
Medication.
You know, that's not unusual, lovies. One of the reasons I'm a misanthrope, and one of the reasons that I have secluded myself and excluded myself and insulated myself away from people is because people, 9 times out of 10, people disappoint me.
Medication.
But I do let certain people in. By the grace of my good nature.
Medication.
And Gooch's insistence. I let people in.
Medication.
Especially if I've grown to love and trust you.
Medication.
But I've found that even those that I love and trust.
Medication.
Of late.
Medication.
Are kicking me in the gonads. Not all of them, no, no, no.
Medication.
But some of them. And some of the important ones.
Medication.
Are kicking me in the gonads. And it's getting to me.
Medication.
My sweet and most wonderfuls. Now, please, I need sweet emails of commiseration.
Medication.
This is a phase. This is a moment in time. My sweet and most wonderful lovies, very much so and very likely, the very next program, gonna go suck a gas pipe.
So here's goodbye. So soon, you'll find your separate way. With time so short.
Medication.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty. That throbbing, disgusting, pus-filled pustule.
Fuck him. He's an asshole. Fuck you.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3893. Of the BFO44, right? The 6th of G 2023, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A Little Show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all about my day, and we're going to play some more voice letters, Big Fatty. Wolvesy's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. It is going well. Y'all, you're Wolvesy's today because y'all, today, I don't know if you heard, but it's the full moon. Big Fatty, we heard the old gal talking about it. Well, y'all, that clip was from the old gal's March the fifth show back in 2010. And y'all, she's come a long way, baby, since then. But I think she still hates the full moon. But y'all, it is the wolf moon today. And y'all, that can only mean that the crazies will be out this weekend. Yes, Big Betty, I can think of two from Carolina Cheese and Provisions in particularly. It's true. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I had a quiet evening here in the villa. Watched some things on the TV machine. And y'all, I watched, I caught up on some things also that, y'all, did you want, do you, I think I've recommended this before, that Finding Your Roots little show over on the premieres. Y'all, it's so good. It's just so good. And so if you hadn't seen it, y'all, it's the first show of the ninth season or something like that, and it had Edward Norton and that Julia Roberts on there. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, a big surprise at the end. It's true. And, but, y'all, watch The Price is Right at night, also, and y'all, it gave people second chances, y'all, most of them sucked just as bad the second time around as they did the first time, and then, y'all, The Tough as Nails, The Tough as Nails, season premiere is a two-hour premiere. Y'all, I only got through the first half hour of it, and I said, no! Y'all, I went to bed about 9:30 p.m. in the evening. Didn't wake up until 6:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely, I tell you. Got up, had my brufkas. Y'all had sausage balls today. Had my brufkas, my coffee, did my Sudoku, read the paper, did the Wordle, did the Quartle, did the Waffle, and Big Fatty, let me guess, you are off. You are off on your morning nipple walk. It's true. And, y'all, I walked Fat Acres and the Big Circle. Y'all, they've taken down most of the static displays around the Big Circle, and, you know, they're still taking lights out of the bushes and things like that, and some of the larger displays, they're still working on those. But y'all, it's a return to normal, Big Fatty, on a full moon. One moment, please. Y'all, that's my Rubios and Maya Lemon combination tea. It's lovely. Y'all got back from the morning nipple walk, and y'all, Thursday was get rid of crema day, and y'all, I'm still not rid of it yet, but I've made significant advances. Y'all, I reorganized all of the outdoor lights. I labeled the boxes really nicely. Betty, we don't know. Oh, reorganized my bin that had the wrapping paper and cans and things like that in it, and reorganized my bin that had the crema serving pieces and things like that in it, paper goods and all, and y'all washed the crema towels and things like that and got them all packed away. Packed up the decorations from inside the villa to include the millennial nativity set that Digger and T. Wiggle sent me many years ago. Y'all got those out into the storage bin, and y'all then came in, and y'all, you know, I wrap up packages to go under the tree, because, you know, a tree needs to have packages under it. Well, they're all empty boxes, but so I unwrapped them and broke down the boxes and everything while I watched, what did I catch up on? Oh, I caught up on the Lego Masters Crema Spectacular. And something else I caught up on. Oh, that's Stephen Colbert also. And y'all, it was a relaxing afternoon. I took all of the decorations off of the Stow and Grow Crema tree, and they're packed up and out in the storage unit. Y'all, I just got to take down the Burl Ives tree here in the studio. I've taken the decorations off. I just need to pack it up into the box and then take down the naughty tree and disassemble the Stow and Grow. You know, it comes apart into two pieces, and y'all, then I'm gonna have to find someone strong. Big Fatty, maybe the jar is available. That would be lovely. I'm sure he can probably lift the Stow and Grow with one with his pinky finger. Oh yes, Big Fatty, his pinky finger, and get it out there, and y'all, then I'll be done. I'll be done, 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 and let's see. And y'all, I've just finished doing all of that, and y'all, I just need a break. I was tired, but y'all, one thing I wanted to talk to you about. I was out on my nipple walk, and I was listening to the podcast from the Miss Gail King show. You know, she's off this week. The CBS Mornings, and they had the guy that he had something to do with the Walking Dead and the Breaking Bad and all this. And he was talking about starting a new chapter, Chapter 3, he was calling it, in his life. And he's in his 70s. The guy was asking, well, what motivated you to decide to leave all this creativity behind and move on to something else? And he says, well, lots of different things, but one of them was a dear friend of his. She was just as honest as she could be. She says, enough already. So, y'all, is it enough already for the BFO? Big Fatty, I hear them lining up to vote right now. So, you know, is it enough already? I don't know. I don't know. Big Fatty, when you don't know, that's usually when it's enough already. But, well, anyway. So, you know, let me know. Let me know. Is it enough already? Big Fatty, I just told you. Medication, medication, medication. Big Fatty, I think that's trademarked.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's me, Paul the Shy Yeti. I'm back from the hospital.
How was it?
Well, I mean, everything went okay.
Okay.
Trouble is, my rheumatism is sort of a bit sporadic.
Oh, yes.
It's sort of different aches on different days.
Oh, and yes. It's called getting old.
Yeah, they need to send me for more tests and things.
Oh, the testing.
I guess it could be worse.
It could.
But the journey home was...
you could be bedridden. Yeah.
It took about 3 hours.
Ooh.
Because I wasn't going to pay that. I'm out for the taxi again.
No!
So I went by bus.
Yeah, oh!
It was one of those misty, foggy days I've seen in a long time.
Oh, misty, foggy.
And then we got stuck in traffic, and I had to change a couple of bus stations.
Oh, dear gussie.
I had to go and get a train.
Oh!
And, it cost me about $10 rather than $30, though, so
uh-huh.
I guess it was worth it. And I was listening to some good tunes. I was listening to Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, yes.
Because Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac had passed that very day. So I listened to Fleetwood Mac in tribute to her. So the time passed quite quickly, although I did get squashed on the bus by somebody sitting really, really close to me.
Was it the old gal?
Which was fine when the bus was busy, but then when the bus was almost empty, she still sat really close to me. And I felt like saying, can you just go and move to another seat, please?
Oh, yes.
The main bus ride I had took about, I don't know, an hour. And by the time the bus had gone through lots of potholes and bumps on the road, I was really beginning to feel it. Anyway, I got home. The good thing is I just about managed to have an early lunch and had my main meal of the day before I went out. So I wasn't, like, starving hungry or anything. But I did have to have my lunch about 11:30 to get some food down me before I left for the hospital.
Was there cake?
Anyway, that's all, really. I haven't got any big news.
Okay.
But I thought you'd like to know that I got back safely.
Absolutely.
Yes. But I'm going to have some x-rays, but probably not into the new year now. So.
Okay.
Okie dokie. I'll speak to you again soon.
Okay.
My love to Poodle. Bye for now.
Y'all, that, of course, is the Shy Yeti. And Shy Yeti, thank you so much for the update after your trip to hospital about your rheumatism. And sounds to me like they're just basically telling you, make the best of it until we can get an x-ray. And so we send out best wishes and hope you're feeling better soon. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey there. Good evening, Fatty. It is Turniped Colin, and it is happy winter solstice. In fact, it's 5:30 p.m., winter solstice. Shortest day of the year. And being a little bit further north than you, of course, it's already been dark for, I don't know, an hour. Dinner's done, dishes have been washed, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to stay up long enough to watch Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune. That's it. That's all. Have yourself a good evening, and just hope you enjoyed the day. Bye.
Our favorite root vegetable. It's true. Y'all, that, of course, is the turnipid. You know, he's up there in the northern Mexico, in the Toronto area. Yes, Big Fatty, near the Urbangatillo. It's true. And turnipid, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I Big Fatty, I love the extended darkness, but you know, like the old gal, you heard her at the beginning of today's little show. But it's starting to get longer now, and I hope you've been watching the Jeopardy, because y'all, it's been good. It's been so good. But anyway, Turniped, glad that you gave us a call. I hope your winter solstice was nice as well. And I hope that you're enjoying the minutes of extra daylight every day up there in the northern Mexico. Yes, Big Fatty, I wonder if the turnip head agrees. Enough already. Well, I got nothing. Yeah, Big Fatty, we know. That's why we're saying enough already. Oh, dear God. So, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, I'm going to have Friday at Fatty's tonight. Big Fatty, y'all, I made ham solid, and I'm going to have little ham solid sliders. Granny's bringing chicken wings. Durwood brings some kind of sausage roll. And I think the Nip was going to, assuming that he's not feeling too poorly. Y'all, he's been in the bed for 3 days. Big Fatty, how's that any different? Well, it's not. But I don't know what he'll bring. Wine! Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the old gal, and old gal, that was an old clip, but an oldie but a goodie, and it still applies today.
Big Fatty, that throbbing, disgusting, pus-filled pustule.
Fuck him. He's an asshole. Fuck you.
Oh, Big Fatty. The full moon and the darling children.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.